Hillary Clinton has done plenty of campaign appearances and advertising in Pennsylvania since the conventions this summer. She was in West Philadelphia this afternoon, and her focus this time was on grassroots work, including voter registration. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies was there, and he reports that the Trump campaign is struggling to keep up with the Democrats' field organization in this battleground state.
One of the storylines of the campaign so far is that Trump's state organizations have been thin to non-existent, while the Clinton campaign has been hiring staff and planting field offices all around battleground states like Pennsylvania. Philadelphia is a key area for Clinton, and she drew several hundred people to the gym at West Philadelphia High School for a rally, which ended with a call to mobilize.
So let me thank you for being out here on a hot August afternoon at this beautiful high school. And let me ask you to be sure to register to canvass to be part of this campaign.
She said the polls look good for her now, but she expects a battle and wants all her supporters to pitch in.
So, my friends, let's go to work and let's build the future that America deserves. Thank you and God bless you.
After the exhortations, the route out of the gym was lined with staff encouraging everyone to make a left turn into a room with tables and chairs where volunteers would be trained for canvassing. A few dozen took up the offer. One of them was Roe Breslin of South Philadelphia, a retired accountant who's agreed to become what the campaign calls a fall fellow, which she says is some pretty heavy-duty volunteer work.
They're looking for people to actively register voters in, like, not just Pennsylvania, but in other states, do door-to-door canvassing, work phone banks. It's pretty intensive. You commit to at least 15 hours a week.
That's 15 hours every week until the election. The Clinton campaign has regularly announced field office openings, and they say now there are more than three dozen across the state. What about the Trump campaign? It's only in recent weeks that the campaign's had someone in Pennsylvania who could talk with reporters on the record. That's senior advisor David Urban, who says, like the Clinton campaign, the Trump organization is swarming across the state. He was asked if he could be more specific.
I can be specific, but I choose not to be specific. I know we have enough offices, manpower, resources, energy, do what we need to do to contest every ward, every precinct. Not just in Philadelphia, but Pennsylvania statewide.
Calls to Republicans suggest that Trump field offices aren't everywhere yet. One is expected to open soon in Conshohocken. Lee Stover's an active Trump supporter who chairs the Northampton County Republican Party. She says the campaign expects to have an office open in the Lehigh Valley in the next few days.
Just got a call yesterday that they were zeroing in on a property that they were going to be leasing. And we've been using our county headquarters for volunteers to come in and do stuff for Trump. We've been doing door-to-door every Saturday in large groups.
Stover says she's seeing plenty of energy for Trump. Urban says there's a clear enthusiasm gap in the campaign, with Trump still drawing huge crowds. After all, he didn't have an extensive organization in the primary campaign either, and managed to beat just about everyone's expectations. Dave Davies, WHYY News.